Shell Oil has called off plans for an oil train facility at its refinery in Anacortes. The company says it was a business decision. Critics, though, of the project say that their vocal opposition had a part as well. Live in the studio with me is 88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe to help explain more. Hi, Bellamy.
Hi, Ed.
Okay, so let's begin with the basics. What would this project have done?
It would have added about 6 oil trains per week, unit trains carrying almost 100 oil tankers each. Those are those big black oil train cars that you've seen trundling along the tracks. It would have been carrying mostly Bakken crude to the refinery, and Shell's Puget Sound Refinery wanted to add an oil car terminal. They, I spoke with the general manager, Tom Rizzo, more than a year ago, back in January 2015, and he told me at that time that they needed to do this to remain competitive because there are 4 refineries in North Puget Sound, and Shell was the only one that didn't have an oil tanker facility to accept that way. The other oil comes in via the water or pipeline.
So a place for these trains to come in and unload.
Right. So that would have been added to Anacortes.
Okay. So environmentalists protested this pretty actively. What exactly did they do, and what's their reaction to today's news that the project is off?
Originally, Shell tried to forge ahead with this project without an environmental impact statement because they said, you know, everyone else is doing it. But environmentalists protested against that, in fact, filed suit saying that they needed to have an environmental impact statement. And coincidentally, this decision comes to pull the plug on it 2 days after the draft EIS has been released. So the environmentalists are claiming this as a big win. The culmination of their protests were in May when they had 52 people arrested for sitting on train tracks up in Anacortes. And there have been big teach-ins and really a lot of protesting for years and years. And the environmentalist community is saying, well, you know, when you shed light on this stuff, it makes it, it might be an economic decision, but we've shown that, you know, these expenses are necessary.
What does Shell say about their decision today?
They said that it's, you know, not really connected to the environmental impact statement. They told the Skagit Valley Herald, we should tip of the hat to them for breaking this story, that this was, you know, based on the economics of Bakken crude, that it no longer makes economic sense to refine that. And so it's not penciling out for them. But they're saying it's not really having to do with the EIS. And they'll continue to be, they say, a competitive refinery, and they're employing about 700 people as staff and contractors, according to a press release.
All right. Bellamy, thank you.
Thank you, Ed.
88.5 Environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe live with news today that Shell has canceled plans for an oil train facility at its refinery in Anacortes.